Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our high nearing 43. Snow showers likely overnight tonight with cloudy skies and a low around 14. Snow showers continuing on Wednesday with our high nearing 20. Northeast winds around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 20. Snow possible Wednesday night and a low around 2 degrees. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas's highest court is wrestling with whether a man invoked his right to remain silent before making statements that were key to him being convicted of capital murder. The state Supreme Court heard arguments Monday in an appeal from Kyle Trevor Flack. He was sentenced to die over the fatal April 2013 shootings of three adults and a toddler whose body was found in a suitcase in a rural creek in Franklin County, about 50 miles southwest of Kansas City. Monday's hearing focused heavily on whether incriminating statements from Flack should have been suppressed at his 2016 trial, when at the time he had also made comments to officers such as, "Take me to jail." A southwest Kansas town has cause for celebration following two decades without a grocery store. Grand Avenue Market is the first grocery store in Plains in more than 20 years. They no longer have to make that drive between 15 to 25 miles to either Meade or Liberal to get groceries. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Authorities have arrested a 15-year-old boy who is suspected of firing an airsoft gun in a Wichita movie theater. KTV reports that officers responded early Sunday to the AMC Theater. Wichita Police Department spokesperson Trevor Macy said the suspect was located running in the area and taken into custody. Authorities recovered two airsoft guns, which are commonly used to shoot BBs. One victim reported getting into a physical altercation with the suspect, who then punched the victim in the face, dropped the airsoft gun, and fled the scene. A significant amount of winter weather is expected to hit parts of Kansas. Before going outside to use snowblowers and shovels, the American Red Cross wants you to know a few tips that could save your life. First and foremost, make sure you bundle up. Doing physical work outdoors in freezing temperatures can lead to overexertion as well, so the American Red Cross recommends giving yourself small breaks. More importantly, they say watch yourself for hypothermia and frostbite. For more tips, you can always go to redcross.org/winter. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska State Senator Mike Flood says he has raised more than $400,000 in the last 2 weeks since he announced his campaign to challenge U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry in the Republican primary. Flood launched his campaign on January 16th and has received endorsements from Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts and former Governor Dave Heineman. He launched his campaign as Fortenberry fights charges alleging that he lied to federal authorities who are investigating an illegal 2016 campaign contribution from a foreign national. Nebraska hospital officials said Monday that it appears the latest surge in COVID-19 cases driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant may have peaked in the state, but hospitalizations remain extremely high. The number of cases the state reported to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention fell last week to 22,302 for the week ending Thursday from a previous week's record of 29,141. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes submitted her resignation effective April 1st to Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting. She served as county health nurse the past 20 years. The board will seek the assistance of HR partners in creating an advertisement looking for a health department administrator as well as an additional registered nurse. Also at last week's meeting, April Todd with Pony Express Partnership for Children met to give an update on services they offer. Pepsi provides a variety of assistance, including housing, utility, supplies, and etc. They're in the process of opening an alternate hours child care center for second and third shift workers, focusing on the hours 1:30 p.m. to 11:30. Washington County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business last week and heard a request from Russ Behrens of Hanover for consideration of including a new commercial building he's putting up in Hanover on the neighborhood revitalization program. That would allow 10 years reduced property taxes. He was reminded application must be made prior to construction beginning, which was not done. Noxious weed. Further conversation regarding chemical sales direct versus vouchers for residents. It was noted most sales are small amounts. Larger purchases were generally less expensive through private vendors, so no changes were recommended. Nemahal County Commissioners met briefly in a special session last Wednesday and approved a request from the County Health Department to hire a temporary assistant on an as-needed basis. Anna Knapp will assist with those testing positive for COVID. 82 active cases with 3 hospitalizations were noted in Nemahal County last week, as well as 4 recent deaths related to COVID, bringing the total fatalities to 61 these past 2 years. With a recent surge in cases, Kansas Department of Health and Environment has directed contact tracing responsibilities to individuals involved as of February 1st. Last Monday's Nemahal County Commissioners meeting was mostly routine business. A Marysville family was involved in an automobile accident in Oklahoma a week ago, Sunday, January 23rd. Juan and Laura Montero, who own and operate the El Ranchero Mexican restaurant in Marysville, as well as their 3 children and a niece, were injured when a vehicle driving the wrong way entered their lane and struck their SUV. Juan Montero, his oldest son, and youngest daughter reportedly suffered serious injury, while Laura Montero, their oldest daughter, and a niece were treated for minor injuries and were released. A GoFundMe account has been established for the family toward medical expenses. Contributions may also be left at First Commerce Bank in Marysville. Early start Tuesday for Marysville High basketball, hosting Riley County with the varsity girls at 4:30. Boys to follow at 6, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frank L. Cookus Jr., age 77, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Celebration of life service will be held at a later date, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Frank Cookus, Jr. Mildred J. Muting, age 90, of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5, at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mildred Muting. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, hamburger gravy with mashed potatoes, peas, and banana. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, rice, broccoli, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We will continue to stay fairly mild throughout the region today, before winds pick up out of the northwest, causing our temperatures to drop drastically throughout the afternoon. Temperatures will remain extremely chilly in the overnight hours and continue to stay cooler throughout the next couple of days. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid 30s and upper 40s throughout Kansas, and lower 30s to upper 50s throughout Missouri. Conditions will remain fairly dry throughout the daytime before a strong upper-level low-pressure system moves through overnight, bringing cooler temperatures and accumulating snowfall throughout the region. Temperatures will stay cooler throughout Wednesday and Thursday before warming up on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 41. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 19, and the record low, 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:34. Sunset this evening at 5:48. National Weather Service has issued a severe winter storm watch and warning for parts of Kansas. Significant snow accumulations expected, especially across east central Kansas. The portion of southeast Kansas south of I-70 could receive up to a foot of snow. North of I-70, there will be a band of 4 to 9 inch snow accumulation from Manhattan up towards St. Joe. Points north of that, in our neck of the woods, forecasting currently 1 to 4 inches, could be more or less depending on the exact track of the storm. Precipitation may begin as a wintry mix Tuesday evening, but will quickly change over to all snow by early Wednesday morning. Snow may be heavy at times, especially through east central Kansas on Wednesday. Be advised if you're planning travel. There remains some uncertainty with the track of a system intensity and snow amounts. However, model trends indicate accumulations ranging anywhere from 1 inch to 4 along the northern tier of counties, 4 to 10 inches across points through east central and southeast Kansas. 28 degrees this morning in Marysville on this Tuesday, the 1st of February, 2022. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Curry heats up. Brady speaks out. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Steph Curry's slow January ended with a bang. The Warriors' sharpshooter scored 21 of his 40 points in the fourth quarter as Golden State handled the Rockets in Houston.
Curry's hunting shots right now. Curry bumping with Matthews, steps to his left, takes the three, got it! Curry!
On KGMZ, 122-108 the final. Meanwhile, Tyrese Maxey scored 33 to lead the Joel Embiid-less 76ers to a 122-119 win over the Grizzlies in overtime. Ja Morant scored 37 for Memphis in the loss. NFL, Tom Brady putting the brakes on his retirement party. On his Let's Go podcast, Brady on Monday declared he still has not decided if he will hang up his cleats.
sometimes it takes some time to really evaluate how you feel and what you want to do. And I think when the time's right, I'll be ready to make a decision one way or another, just like I said last week.
On the college hardboards, number 8, Baylor fought back from a 10-point halftime deficit to overhaul West Virginia.
Now to Sohan. Sohan working against McNeil. Bounces on the baseline to Bonner. Extra pass to Chachua, who dunks it. Chachua's dunk gives the Bears the lead.
On 1660 ESPN Radio, 25 points for Baylor's James Akinjo, and the Bears won 81-77. More NBA. The Celtics made short work of the Eastern Conference leading Heat.
Tatum and to Jaylen Brown. Right hand escape dribble behind the Rob Williams screen. Gets a clean look at a straightaway three. Swish.
On WBZ, 29 points for Jaylen Brown. The Celts cruised 122-92. To the NHL, the Red Wings down the Ducks in overtime.
Wings with a draw. Osterley shoots. He scores! Jordan Osterley from the faceoff. Rifles it by Gibson. And the Red Wings beat the Ducks 2-1 in overtime.
On WXYT, Austin Matthews scored a hat trick to lead the Maple Leafs past the Devils 6-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Tuesday night basketball action. Early start for the Marysville Bulldogs hosting Riley County with the threat of weather. 4:30 girls varsity, about 6 for the boys varsity, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights tips off at Hanover. Frankfort entertains Blue Valley. Axtell's at Donovan West. Washington County travels to Lynn and Centralia's at Rock Creek. Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight, 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll join the pregame following our evening news block on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA reports cattle numbers declined 2% in the latest inventory count. There were 91.9 million head of cattle and calves on U.S. farms as of the first of the year, that according to the National Ag Statistics Service cattle report. Of the 91.9 million head inventory, all cows and heifers that have been calved totaled 39.5 million. There are 30.1 million beef cows in the U.S. as of January 1st, down 2% from a year ago. The number of milk cows in the U.S. decreased to 9.38 million. The U.S. calf crop estimated 35.1 million head, down 1% from 2020. All cattle on feed, 14.7 million head, up slightly from 2021. And USDA surveyed about 34,800 producers across the nation during the first half of January. Surveyed producers were asked to report their cattle inventories as of January 1st and the calf crop for the entire year of 2021 by internet, mail, or telephone. Retail food prices increased by 3.5% in 2021, equal to the rate in 2020 and greater than the historical annual average of 2% from 2000 to 2019. But USDA's Economic Research Service expects less inflation this year. USDA projects the price of food at home, purchased typically from grocery stores, will increase between 1.5% and 2.5% in 2022. That's lower than the 3.5% increase in both 2020 and 2021. Dairy products and fresh vegetables had significantly slower price increases in 21 than in 20 and their historical averages. Dairy products increased 1.4% in 2021 versus 4.4% in 2020. Fresh vegetable prices increased by 1.1% compared to 2.6% in 2020. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at AgView.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at AgView.net.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Will Fed cattle prices reach $1.80 a pound? Sounds wild to me, but guess what? That's what some cattlemen are asking everybody. The first major point is that Fed cattle are on their way up. The prices, that is, are on their way up. That gets everybody excited. And you know, when that pendulum swings, whether it's going down or whether it's going up, it swings too far every time. So $1.80 may be hoping too much, but there's some things on the horizon that make people think it's a possibility. First of all, since they've been going up like this, we do know we can couple that with smaller numbers. Smaller numbers always means higher prices. There's absolutely no doubt about it. We can go back to 2014 and 2015 when beef supplies were really tight. Fed cattle sold $34 to $41 above the trend line, whichever, whatever that is. And, of course, when we got oversupplied, look what happened. It went way down below that trend line big time. So right now we're on that side that could go up. Strong beef demand, no doubt about that. Meat sales remain very strong, not only here, but our exports are great. So that's all a very positive thing to keep this market moving the right way, especially when you can put that with lighter, smaller numbers of cattle going to the packer at any specific time. And that's the case right now. Now, how far will that go? I don't know if we can get to that price. But $1.80 sounds awful high. In the meantime, it sounds awful good. Some of those prices in betwixt and between wouldn't be that bad either. One of the biggest stories of 2020 was a significant increase in sales of ground meat. And I think that's going to continue. And quite honestly, the demand for meat in the United States has not done anything but go up. People like it.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now with Rusty at Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty at Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all? We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire month's end.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The 10th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks look to get back on track when they take on number 20 Iowa State in Ames in a Big 12 conference matchup tonight. The Jayhawks, 17-3 overall, 6-1 of the Big 12, had a five-game winning streak snapped on Saturday with an 80-62 Big 12 SEC Challenge loss to Kentucky. The Cyclones, who are 16-5, 3-5 in the Big 12, who have won two in a row, are coming off a 67-50 win over Missouri on Saturday in the Big 12 SEC Challenge matchup. Matchup. Tip-off from Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa is set for 6 o'clock tonight. The Wichita State Shockers host the Tulsa Golden Hurricane tonight at 8 o'clock at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Tulsa is 7-12 overall, 1-7 in the AAC. The Shockers are 10-8 overall and 1-5 in the AAC. Tyson Etienne leads the Shockers, averaging 14.7 points per game. Tip set for 8 o'clock tonight on ESPNU. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action. Early start for the Marysville Bulldogs hosting Riley County with the threat of weather. 4:30 girls varsity, about 6 for the boys varsity, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights tips off at Hanover. Frankfort entertains Blue Valley. Axtell's at Donovan West. Washington County travels to Lynn, and Centralia's at Rock Creek. Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight, 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll join the pregame following our evening news block on KNDY-FM 95.5.
An oddity on the calendar, February also brings some oddities in the sky. A stargazing preview is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 1st, the 32nd day of the year. In 1940, the Tommy Dorsey Band was trying out a new singer, a young kid named Frank Sinatra. And Elvis and Priscilla Presley had a daughter on this day in 1968. Lisa Marie turns 54. A check of the sky chart shows that February's full moon will occur on the 16th. Then we got to thinking if it's possible to have a month without a full moon. The answer is yes, but only in February. Since the lunar cycle is 29 and a half days, there are rare years when full moons fall on January 31st and March 1st. This last occurred in 2018, and the next will be in 2037. Coincidentally, the same phenomenon produces blue moons in January and March of those same years. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 28 degrees. Look out, cooler temperatures on the way, and a winter storm perhaps developing overnight tonight. We'll look for highs nudging into the 40s ahead of snow developing late today, tonight, and continuing through the day Wednesday. Could be heavy at times, particularly for east central Kansas. Exact timing track of the storm not known, but upwards of 10 to 12 inches of snow toward Kansas City, points south of there. Looks like we're in that 1 to 4 inch range along the Kansas-Nebraska border. Some of that could be blowing snow with gusty north winds, so blowing and drifting is possible. There may be some icing along with the development of this snow and the winter storm, so be advised if you have travel plans, particularly late Tuesday and throughout the day Wednesday.
Time is a train rolling down the track. Every minute is a boxcar that don't come back. But take a look around you, it's all gonna change. Whatever you see ain't never gonna stay the same. Except for the rain, wind in the trees, and the way I feel about you and me. And the way I feel when I'm with you is like the roar of the ocean, and the calm and the crying of the moon. When you hold me, time stands still, always has. And it always will. Horizon, sun's going down. It ain't gone, it's just on its way around. Just like your love, I see it every day. In the things you do and the things you say. You touch my hand, I feel the thrill I always have. And I always will.
gonna get down. I thought you might like this brand.